Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, and we are safe in the confines of our Gillespie Group studio in downtown Lansing, and we're going to venture down to Troy, Michigan right now, and we're going to spend a little time with Barry Demp, good friend, author, motivator, and great consultant, as a matter of fact, and owner of Barry Demp Coaching. Barry, let's talk a little bit, if you don't mind, in reviewing your book. There's a couple of things here that really kind of geeked me, and I think they're things that we all deal with. I, in particular, have taken this to almost the suicidal stage, and that is time management and some of those basics. That's as easy as chapter one in your book, as a matter of fact. But give me some help here, Barry.
Well, in some ways, time management probably could be a little bit of a misnomer. Basically, when you look at time, you know, we're all the same. We all get 24 hours a day. So in some ways, when we look at time, it would be time allocation and so on. Perhaps a better way to even look at time management is this idea of energy management. You know, if we were a battery at the beginning of the day, fully charged, we would go throughout the day and expend that energy. And the real question would be, how would we allocate those elements of energy to the point where at some point we're just out of gas, so to speak? And when we pick and choose where and how we devote our time, we can simply utilize that energy in a much more efficient and effective manner. So from that standpoint, you know, we all get the same amount of time. The real question is, you know, how much value and what do we create when we allocate those energies to the point where we actually have to recharge and go to sleep or something?
You know, that's interesting because that's where I think a lot of people stumble. And I think of a circumstance like this, right? So somebody calls and says, you want to play in the scramble of your local chamber, you know, golf outing. And you're saying to yourself, I do not have 5 hours. You know, I cannot give that day up. And then you think to yourself, well, you know what? There's going to be five people that I work with closely there. And if there's five there, there's probably 10. So maybe I will play in that outing. Do you know what I'm saying? You get into these, and there's
absolutely.
there's no kind of rule of thumb, so to speak.
Well, you know, you're using in that case what we call context. And the context is, you know, how do we go about making decisions as to where we allocate our time? So when you can look at that 5 hours as something else that would be lost, but you can also take a look at investing those 5 hours in what would gain in terms of camaraderie and teamwork and alignment, as well as maybe even for some people like business development and generating revenue. There's an interesting book that was written a number of years ago. It's called The Power of the Positive No. And the key to that is none of us really likes to say no. And at the same time, if we have an underpinning or underlying yes that both we understand and are committed to, but that other people would understand as well, then saying no doesn't actually damage the relationship. So we have to really go from a contextual standpoint of where and how do we make choices as to where we devote that energy and allocate that time.
There you go. All right, now let's kind of relate this because they used to call it balance, and I don't know if they still do or not. But let's as a small business guy, my business and my life, they get so intertwined that sometimes they're the same thing. How do you take care of that personal life?
Well, in many ways, that's probably great that you cannot distinguish one from the other because they all fit into this thing called Chris Holman's life.
Yeah.
And the issue of life balance, there was an article that was written in a magazine called Fast Company, and the article was entitled, Life Balance is Bunk, B-U-N-K. And I thought I would take exception to that, figuring that as a coach I help people rebalance their life. The real question in that article and the key point to take away from that article is, are you happy? Because if you're actually happy, almost everybody who is pursuing and having a happy life pretty much has an unbalanced life. Instead of having 8 hours of sleeping, 8 hours with family, and 8 hours at work, virtually nobody really has that. But if you wake up in the morning and throw off the covers and are excited about your day and like what you do and like who you do it with, you know, that's what we're shooting for. Yeah. And very rarely is that 8, 8, and 8.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, of course, none of us go to bed without thinking about what happened in the business day for the most part, and especially if you're a small business person. But is there a piece in there that says, maybe you're out of balance if you're affecting other people?
Well, again, when you look at what you're committed to, and many people, when you look at their values and commitments, they'll come down to things like family or integrity or community or service. And when they really make their decisions consistent with those core values, then they know that they're really on the right track. One simple technique and tool that I recommend people go through is a small exercise that I call more, less, start, stop. And if you wanted to reshuffle or rebalance your life, just look at what you would like more of or to have more of. What would you like less of or to do less of? What would you like to start doing that you're not doing today? And in particular, to find room for that more and that start, what are you going to stop to make some wiggle room for those other things? But just asking yourself those kinds of questions and exploring those answers from time to time allows people to kind of navigate their journey in a much more satisfying way.
You always sound so calming and so logical, Barry, that sometimes I get anxious about that. It's very good to have you on, and I'm only kidding, of course. Barry Demp, owner of Barry Demp Coaching LLC in Troy, Michigan. I'm Chris Holman. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. We'll be right back with more.